Damon Lee is the case we will be talking about in episode 2 of Homicide Homies. I'm your host, Katie.
And Lauren.
Adnan was convicted for the murder of Hay in 2000 with a life sentence plus 30 years. I want everyone listening to this to go in this mindset that even though Adnan has already been proven guilty, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. At the end of this episode, I will have a poll on who you think should be in jail right now. Heyman Lee was an 18-year-old. She was last seen on January 13, 1999, driving her 1998 Nissan Sentra on her way to pick up her 6-year-old cousin, then head to her work at Lenscraft. She never showed up to pick up her cousin or work at her job. Adnan and Hay had to keep their relationship a secret because of their religious and cultures. They broke up in December of 1998. Jay Wilde's version. His version changed slightly after every interview. In his testimony at the second trial, he says that he and Syed drove to the Security Square Mall and claims that Syed reportedly told them that he was going to kill Lee. That afternoon, he says that Syed asked him to pick him up at Best Buy, where Syed shows him Lee's body in the trunk of her car. They leave the car and at a park and ride lot that night and bury Lee's body in Lincoln Park and leave her car in a residential parking lot. I'm about to read you the interview from the court and Jay Wilde. The question will be from the court and the answer will be from Jay Wilde. Do you know Heyman Lee?
Yes, I had biology class with her.
And when was that?
I believe my junior year.
And do you know the defendant in this case?
Yes.
This next section is talking about how Jay and Adnan met.
Okay, so just for clarification, did they all three go to the same school?
Yeah, they went to Woodland High School.
Okay.
So in the next section, it talked about how Jay grew, smoked, and sold marijuana. Dang. Now, drawing your attention to, well, before I get to that, did you consider the defendant a friend? An acquaintance. Now, drawing your attention to January 12th of 1999, what, if any, significance in your life does that date, January 12th, have?
It's my birthday.
Did you have any occasion that day to hear from the defendant?
Yes, in the evening.
I returned in, I believe it was about 10-something. I received a phone call, and he just asked me what I had been doing. I told him I was out partying earlier, and I was kind of tired. He asked me what I was doing tomorrow, and I told him nothing. What, if anything else, did he say? That was it. The next section, they are showing this number to Jay, and it used to be Jay's house number. January 13th, 1999. This was the day Hay went missing. There are multiple stories on what happened on this day. According to Adnan, talking to Serial, he goes to his photography and English classes, then calls his friend Jay Wilde, offering to lend him his car during his lunch period. Wilde then drops Syed back off at school, where he has a free period and then arrives late to his psychology class. It starts at 12:50 p.m. He enters at 1:27 p.m., as his teacher notes. After his class, he goes to the Woodland Public Library to check his email and chat with a friend, Asia McLean. This is a very important name, so remember it. Then, he goes to track practice. Wilde picks him up and goes to a friend's house. It's while there that Officer Scott Adock calls Syed asking if he knew where Lee was. The student told the officer that he was supposed to get a ride home from the victim, but he got detained at school and felt that she got tired waiting and left, according to 2009 appeal. Syed then picks up food on his way to meet his dad at the mosque for evening prayers. I will now read another excerpt from the court case interview. At this time, I'm handing the witness a copy of what has been marked for identification purposes as State Exhibit 34. Now, I would like you to draw your attention to January the 13th of 1999. What, if any, significance does this date, January 13th, have to your life?
It's my girlfriend's birthday. When you say your girlfriend, who are you referring to?
Stephanie.
Now, where were you in the morning?
I was at home.
Did there come a time when you heard from the defendant?
Yes.
About what? When was that, if you can recall?
It was about 10:30.
Now, in this next section, they show him his home number again. Jay had a 28-second call at 10:45 a.m. What did that conversation consist of?
Again,
what were my plans for the day? What was I doing? And that he would be there in an hour to pick me up.
To pick you up, if any plans did you make?
I had told him that I had to go to the mall to go shopping and pick up Stephanie's present for her birthday.
And what, if anything, did he say when you told him that?
I'll give you a lift.
And did there come a time when you saw him?
Yes.
And about what time was that?
It was about an hour later.
And how did he meet up with you?
He knocked at my door. I believe I had just been showering and getting dressed.
It wasn't very long after he showed up. We both got in his car and left for Security Mall.
When you say his car, what are you referring to?
An Accordia.
I don't remember what year it was.
Have you seen him driving that car before?
Yes, it was a tan Accordia.
He arrives at your door. What occurs next?
Nothing. We both exit my house and get into his vehicle and proceed up Roland Road to the Security Square Mall.
And what, if anything, happens there?
At the mall?
Yes.
Just shopping for my girlfriend's present and some stuff like that.
About how long were you at the mall?
About an hour and 15 minutes.
When you finished shopping, what, if anything, occurred?
We left for school. He said he had to get back, that his lunch was ending. I took him back. On the way back to school, he was like, I need you to do me a favor. If you need my car, can you pick me up?
I said, sure.
I wasn't finished shopping. I dropped him off back at the school. He walked up the steps and went back to class.
What, if anything, did he tell you?
Earlier on the way to the mall, we were discussing relationships. I was telling him how I felt about Stephanie and how our relationship was going. And he was telling me how he felt about Hay and how his relationship was going.
What did he tell you?
He just said that he wasn't going good, how she could treat him like that, someone who supposedly loved him. He seemed pretty hurt about it. I didn't suggest any anger.
What, if anything else, did he tell you that at that time?
How she made him mad. He said, he was like, well, I'm gonna kill her. But I wasn't, like, in terms or of the context in the situation. I didn't take it as a, you didn't finish your answer. I'm sorry. In the context of the conversation we were having, he said he was going to kill her, and I didn't ask him who. I figured he was referring to Hay. And that was what he said, and then he went on more about, you know, people and interactions and love and things of that sort.
And how long did this conversation last?
It lasted from Route 40 and Roland Road to the stoplight at Johnny Cake and Roland Road. So, I would say probably about a 5-minute drive. And what, if anything, occurred next?
After I dropped him off at school,
you dropped him off at the school, and what happens?
I leave there and go to mine.
Actually, when you drop him off,
I'm sorry.
And you start to leave, what, if any, property of his do you have at this time?
He leaves his cell phone with me because he says he's going to give me a call when he needs to come.
In this next section, he asks whose number that is, and it's Jen's phone number.
Who is Jen?
She's a friend of mine.
How long have you known her?
Probably about 6 years now.
And what sort of friend is she?
She's a very close friend of mine.
Now, if you will look across that line 31. Do you see what time of the call?
Yes. And what time is that?
12:07.
Do you remember making this call?
Yes, I do. I believe I was on my way as I left the school. I was going to their house, and I used the phone to call to see if they were home on the way there.
And what, if any, response did you get?
I believe Jen's brother Mark had picked up the phone and told me that she wasn't home, but I could come over anyway.
Now, line 30. If you look across there, do you see that time?
Yes.
What time is that?
12:41. Do you remember making that call?
I do not remember making that call, but
me and Mark did leave out, so we may have called back to the house to see if Jen was home. Okay, did there come a time when you went over to the house?
Yes.
And what, if anything, did you do over there? We entered, me and Mark, and we both went down to the basement. We started playing PlayStation probably for about half an hour. I asked him if he would like to come to the mall with me. I hadn't finished shopping yet. He said sure. Right before he left, I received a phone call on the cell phone. It was Adnan, and he was asking me where I was. I was told him I was at Jen's house playing video games. I asked him if he was ready yet, and he said no. We left and went to the mall. I did the rest of my shopping, and we came back to Jim's house and went back to down to the basement. I believe Jen called on the telephone when we returned home, and soon after, I got another call on the cell phone. This time, he was asking me if I had turned it off or something like that, or something was on it, and I told him yes, it had been on. I sat at Jen's and played video games. And did there come a time when Jen came home?
Yes.
And did there come a time when you left?
Yes.
And where did you go when you left? Well, in his last phone call, he was like, I need you to come and get me, like, 3:45 or something like that, he told me. And I was like, all right, cool. I waited until then, and there was no phone call. So I was going to my friend Jeff's house. And on the way there, what if anything happened? Jeff wasn't home, and I was leaving his street. I received a phone call. It was Adnan. He asked me to come and get him from Best Buy. Where were you at that time? I was turning. I was going to make a right onto, I believe it was Craigmont, but instead I made a left. And where did you go? To Best Buy. And what if anything? Which Best Buy were you at? The one on Security Boulevard and Woodland. Now, when you got there, what, if anything, did you see? I saw Mr. Syed standing by the payphone. He had a pair of red gloves on. He just looked kind of like at me and instructed me to drive to the side of the building. I drove to the side of the building. He walked toward me and parked the car next to the gray Sentra. I got out of the car, walked toward him, and lit a cigarette. He kept asking me, was I ready for this? Was I ready for this? Honestly, I thought he was going to open the trunk and have some pounds in there. He opened the trunk and Heyman Lee was dead in the trunk. Have you ever seen that car before? Once. Did you know whose car it was? Vaguely not. Where had you seen the car? At school. When he pops the trunk, what, if anything, did you do? I took a step back. I dropped my cigarette and I kind of stared at it for a second. He didn't keep the trunk open. He closed it. It was 5 or 10 seconds. It wasn't very long at all that he had the trunk open. What, if anything, did he say? He told me to follow him. He got in Hay's car. What, if anything, did you tell him when he said that? Nothing. I just got in his car and followed him. Why did you follow him? I don't know. I was dismayed, confused. I don't know why I followed him. I'm sorry. At the time, it was confusion, shock. What car were you driving? His car. What car was he driving? Heyman Lee's car. And did you start driving?
Yes.
Where did you go? I followed him to the 70 Park and Ride. When you say the I-70 Park and Ride, what do you mean? It's at the end of Security Boulevard and Cook's Lane. It's where 70 ends. And what, if anything, did you do there at this I-70 Park Ride? I parked and waited for him. He went in her trunk, took something out. It was a black bag. He moved some stuff around from the back seat to the trunk. Then I got out of his car and got into the passenger seat. He began driving his car then. I would like to take you back for a moment to the Best Buy parking lot when he popped the trunk open. Did you recognize the person in the trunk? Not at first, no. They were lying face down. How did you know who it was? I could see her hair and the complexion of the skin. I could tell it was a girl. It was Heyman Lee's build, you know what I mean. And the clothes I'd seen on Hay before. It was her car, and that's how I determined it was her. Did there appear to be any movement about the body? Not at all. Was there any complexion to the face or the skin? The skin was blue. I couldn't quite see her face, but her skin was blue. Like, the side of her neck was blue. I could see, like, that part of her face. Now, going to the I-70 parking lot. What, if anything, did the defendant do with the car, Heyman Lee's car?
He just parked it, like I said. He rummaged through the back a little bit and got a couple of articles. I believe one was his gym bag. He brought them back and put them in his trunk. He got in his car, and we started driving. And when you say he started driving, did he say anything at the time? At that time? Yes. Oh, he didn't say nothing at the time. He asked me just like picking up in a lost conversation, oh, you want to go buy some weed? And I was like, whatever, you know, fine. We went down to Cook's Lane. We were on our way to Mr. Blank's house. Who is Mr. Blank? He's a guy I bought marijuana from a whole lot. A friend of mine, I worked with at UPS and stuff like that. So then he talks about how he made a call to Jennigan asking if they had weed. Okay, so this was after you dropped the car off at the park and ride? Yes. Then Adnan made a phone call to Silver Spring. And then Jay calls Phil. And then Jay called Patrick to see if they had weed. And then they finally got some marijuana. When you say we, what do you mean? Me and Mr. Syed. And where did the money come from to purchase them? I believe I had $5 and Mr. Syed had 15. Now, during the time that you are riding around looking for marijuana, what, if any, conversation did you have with the defendant? He didn't say much else except it's done, not at the time. What, if anything, did you say to him? Yeah, nothing really, just yeah. Why not? I didn't know what to say to him right then. I didn't know how he was going to react to me. Now, if you will, look at line 22. And then, so, Jay called this lady asking if she was home. Do you remember where you were when that call was made? No, I do not. After you purchased that marijuana, and you purchased it where again? In the forest park. Where did you go after that? We turned, and I believed at this time we went to go to track practice because he said he needed to be seen. This is when we started to talk a little bit. I don't know. He said to me, it kind of hurt him, but not really. When someone treats him like that, they deserve to die. How can you treat someone like that? That you're supposed to love. Did he explain what he meant by that? No. And then his last statement was, these people think they're hard. I killed someone with my bare hands. That's what he said to me. And then he got out of the car. Did he describe the act at all?
Wait. So who said, I killed someone with my bare hands?
Adnan, because from Jay's story, he killed Heyman Lee. And her cause of death was strangling.
Automatically think of him now. There's no way.
Okay. What?
Either that.
You gotta continue to listen to the story. Okay, so, did he describe the act at all? Yes. He said that he thought she was trying to say something to him, like apologize or say she was sorry, and that she had kicked him off the turn signal in the car, and he was worried about her scratching him on the face or something like that. But other than that, that was all of the actual act. Did he say why he might be worried if he got scratched on the face? Forensics. Do you know what sort of job the defendant had? He was a medic, an EMT, emergency medical technician. Now, when you were having this conversation, where were you? We were traveling toward Woodland High School from Forest Park. And what, if anything, happened next? I believe we stopped somewhere to buy a blunt. What is a blunt? I'm sorry, it's a cigar that you empty and use for smoking marijuana. And if you do, what did you do at this point? He did not want to smoke with me, so he got out of the car and I left to Mr. Blank's house. But when he left the car, I received a phone call or placed a call
It was in Arabic. I don't know who he was talking to. I don't know what it entailed. I believe it was his mother. I'm not sure. And when you say he got out of the car, where were you at the time? I was in the passenger seat in the front of Woodland High. And what, if anything, did he say he was going to do? Go to practice and give me a call when he was through. And what did you do at this point? I left and went to Mr. Blank's house. What, if anything, did you do after that? I smoked marijuana and just sat there debating what I should do, basically. And what, if anything, happened next? It was real short, maybe like half an hour. I received a phone call from him saying he was at school. I went there, retrieved him, and then came right back to Mr. Blank's house. And who, if anyone, was with you? Pardon me? Who, if anyone, was with you? At Mr. Blank's house? Yes. Mr. Blank and her boyfriend at the time, Jeff. And where was the defendant? He was with me, but he laid down like he and went to sleep on the floor as soon as we got there. What, if anything, happened? We smoked a little more. He received a phone call from Hay's parents asking if he knew where she was. He told him he didn't know where she was. Did you hear his conversation? Yes. What did he say? He told them he hadn't seen Hay. I don't know where she is. Try her new boyfriend. On January 1st, 1999, Hay went on her first date with Don Clinton. They were co-workers at LensCrafters. Don is the son of the manager at LensCrafters. He did have an alibi for the time, but there's some problems with it. His mom slash boss did say he was there that day, but to Washington Post, Chowdhury, Adam's childhood friend, said that Don Clinton, his investigation was completely flawed. We had absolutely no idea where he was that day. I'm not saying I think he's guilty, I just think he deserves another look. Then, Hay's cousin or someone had called back, but it was the wrong number. They thought it was the new boyfriend's number, and it was his cell phone number or something like that. Did any other calls come in? Uh-huh. He received a phone call from the police officer who was asking about Hay. He was like, I don't know where Hay is. Toward the end of the conversation with the cop, he was walking out, though I didn't catch the end of the conversation with him.